Today I would like to share with you a passage taken from Psalm 127 and verse 1. This particular psalm was most likely written by King Solomon, one of the most wisest or the wisest man who ever lived. We read in Psalm 127 and verse 1, "Unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who build it. Unless the Lord guards the city, the watchman stays awake in vain." Solomon was the man tasked by God with building God's house. Solomon was in charge of building the temple in Jerusalem. And Solomon no doubt draws on that experience and that expertise in penning this particular psalm. He reminds us that without God, we are nothing. Solomon tells us that it is vain or useless labor unless God is the one building the house. The city guards are just wasting their time unless the Lord is the one who guards the city. We see the wisdom of Solomon in this passage, for without God, our efforts are in vain. Apart from God, our labors are wasted. Solomon stresses here the importance of making God our foundation, our defense, and the foundation and focus of our lives. In the New Testament, we find these same principles repeated. In the Gospel of John, the 15th chapter, beginning at verse 4, we read these words of Jesus, "Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me, and I in him, bears much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing." We see Jesus stressing the importance of abiding or remaining in him in these passages. In verse 4, he tells us that without him, without Christ in our lives, we cannot bear fruit. He goes on to tell us at the conclusion of verse 5 that without him, we can do nothing. You see, without Christ in our lives, our labors and our efforts are in vain. They're useless. They're wasted. Let us have as our goal today making God our foundation, our defense, and the focus of our life.